1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Day two of jury deliberations about to begin at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. CBS's Robert Costa says part of their agenda is already set.
Jurors requested to rehear jury instructions and four portions of testimony from David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, and Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not bow to congressional Democrats' pressure and recuse himself from cases involving Donald Trump because of a flap over flags favored by election deniers. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The first, an upside-down American flag outside his Virginia residence. The other, an appeal to heaven flag outside his vacation home last summer.
A near miss at Reagan National.
Can't take off clearance. Go around.
An American flight had to abort takeoff to avoid another plane cleared to land in its crosspath. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You could hear F-35 aircraft flying over central Wisconsin today. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard out of Madison will be training on Thursday and Friday between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. You may see and hear the F-35s, but pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to people in the area. They don't usually train after dark, but these training flights will continue into the nighttime hours. Pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as part of their overall readiness. Students who participated in Cougar Paths with Midstate attended the end-of-year celebration earlier this week. The program is a partnership between Midstate and the Boys and Girls Club. It gives students in grades 6 through 12 the opportunity to explore different careers offered at Midstate. 36 students participated in Cougar Paths this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your Friday Eve. Happy Thursday to y'all. We got good things coming up for you this hour. We're going to get into some fun stuff, like how many of us consider doing the dishes exercise?
Chores. Hey, I think it counts.
I agree. I could not agree more. We have got that.
You have to scrub.
Yeah, any scrubbing involved. Yeah, yeah. Any scrubbing or folding for me. Any of the above. We're also going to get
arm workout.
Yes, yes. We're going to talk about a caffeine delay and when you should probably have that first cup of coffee. Spoiler alert, we've already ruined it. We've already done it wrong, apparently, yeah. According to this article here. We'll get into that a little bit later. We've also got some fun stuff for you coming up. We have it's a Thursday, so we'll, of course, be joined by our friends from the South Wilcannia Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to our friends at Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, sponsoring that segment. We appreciate them.
Awesome.
Catch up on their rafters news. We'll talk some rafters. Also want to spend our entertainment section, Melissa. We've got a new reality show I want to touch on. I got to get your take on it. And I want to get the listeners' takes as well. But I also want to talk about some local things going on in our community in that entertainment section. We got some fun stuff kicking off today.
So much coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get into some of that with you. So we'll talk about all those things. All this coming up. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, we will get into the 10 states with the longest work commutes.
Oh,
all that coming up. But I want to start with just a couple of random stories here that I thought were kind of a fun place to kind of kick off with our opening monologue. And this one right here is one of your good stories of the day, everybody. we might have a couple of them right here. A Utah woman was reunited with a long-lost family charm after she randomly, just by chance, came across it on eBay.
Okay.
Joan Eccles said her stepfather, August William Conti, was serving in New Guinea during World War II in 1944 when he sent a pair of matching charms to the Eccles and her mother, Agnes, for Valentine's Day. The charms crafted using coins were respectively inscribed New Guinea to my darling Joan, 1944, and New Guinea to my darling wife, 1944.
Okay.
Eccles said that she held on to her charm for the past 80 years, but her mother's was believed lost after she died in Georgia in 1963. Eccles said she was browsing eBay recently and was shocked to see her mother's charm listed. Her daughters, Vicky Frankenstein and Stacy Wilson, reached out to the California-based seller and discovered it had been purchased at a flea market. Frederickson and Wilson bought the charm and presented it to Eccles as a Mother's Day gift.
Aww.
It's a story of hearts coming back together, where both literally and physically she has a memory back, and we have this to continue on in our family for decades and years to come.
Aww. That is really awesome.
Just a chance encounter, you know? That's pretty darn cool. I think that is a really sweet story. If you want another good story, and you're just not smiling enough, how about this one right here? A 90-year-old holder of the Guinness World Record for the oldest truck driver said the word retire is not in his vocabulary. Doyle Archer, who has worked for Coombs Inc. in Phillipsburg, Kansas for 20 years, was certified as the world's oldest truck driver at the age of 90, and 90 years old in 55 days.
Oh, my. That's impressive.
Archer has been driving trucks for more than 60 years, racking up approximately 5.5 million miles behind the wheel. And no slowing down. I do not plan to retire anytime soon, Archer told Guinness World Records. Almost said it like defiantly, like somebody was challenging about this or something.
He probably gets that.
I'm sure. No, yeah, I love his attitude on this. Mm-hmm. Quote: as long as my health holds, I will keep driving. I do not have the word retire in my vocabulary. The great-grandfather of 26 said his career has taken him all across the country, hauling all sorts of different cargo.
Awesome.
I want to send certainly have a soft spot in my heart for our truck drivers out there. Mm-hmm. My papa,
it's a hard job.
Yeah, my papa doing this for 40-some years for Spectre back when they were around, and some other companies. And I would hope that if you didn't already appreciate our truck drivers out there, the pandemic showed us a lot of that, showed us a lot of how valuable that position is, how much we need it. I think a lot of people were turned on to the idea of, wait a minute, I don't get these products unless there's this, you know?
Right, yeah. Logistics is a complicated area and how supply chains work. Truckers are a vital part of that.
And I would think, you know, Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, come on, that was a fun movie. Yeah. I don't think that alone. We appreciate our drivers out there. Safe travels out on the roads today, everybody.
Yeah, and you keep going, Mr. Truck Driver.
Yeah.
Oldest truck driver and
I love
probably
that.
Probably in the history of the world.
I'll be honest with the audience. I don't believe that I'll probably be able to retire one day. But I also, at least right now at 47, I don't plan on stopping. I don't want to. One of the things that I loved about being a creative when I was a kid was seeing somebody like Anthony Quinn or Dick Van Dyke or some of the older actors that I would see that were in their late 60s or 70s and they were still acting. And they were still really, really good. I can do that. I want to do that. It seemed fun to me. Sitting around and doing nothing might seem fun to some and everything. That's never been like something I'm encouraged or interested by. The idea of sleeping in sounds nice. that's kind of nice. But you know,
well, and having the option, that's what we need to be able to have. For people who want to keep working, great. But if you would like to retire someday, you should be able to retire here in America.
Yeah. It's the reason why we have retirement, we have Social Security, we have so many of these things.
What we've paid into Social Security our whole lives, James.
Yeah, see, that's the one that really, that gets me going. The idea that we are, if you are planning to retire and you're going to able to use it, that's one thing. In a perfect world, that's one thing. But the way that, and especially with some people barking, some of the these politicians nowadays making
trying to raise the retirement age,
yeah,
or
get rid of
Social Security,
yeah.
No, none of that is okay.
I don't care if it's my father running for office. If he said any of that, I'm looking him in the eyes and telling him I'm voting for the other person. There is not a person.
Dad, you're wrong.
There is no way in the world I am ever. I don't care who it is that's running for office. If the Pope was running for office and ran with that as a mod, you know what? I'm going to take out Social Security. Sorry, Mr. Pope, but no.
Now you're talking crazy, James.
Yeah, maybe. But it's crazy times, Melissa. It's crazy times. Look at what we have as our options. And you know, this is something that I don't think we think of nearly enough, but I've been more and more encouraged by lately, especially when I'm talking to younger and younger people. There's a pushback on this. There's a history to this in politics where we go so extreme in one direction and we just correct things. You go ahead and look throughout history from different people where, oh, we didn't expect it. We just talked about yesterday with Kennedy being one of the first or the first Catholic president. Mm-hmm. Things like that happening. Going from George Bush Jr. to Barack Obama. These kind of things. I'm a believer of we're going this far to that extreme because we are going to right the ship.
That's kind of the only option at this point.
Yeah.
Well, it's that or we lose our democracy.
And I don't believe that you can kill democracy. I don't believe that even America can. I don't believe that anything can. I truly, genuinely believe that in my heart. It might be the last naive bone I have in my body, but I believe in the American people, and I believe that there's enough people out there that believe in democracy, and that we don't want a king. We don't want a dictator. We want somebody who fights for not just the people that voted for him, but all American people. I believe in that. I also, you know, I'm also the person that, like, you know, talks back to the TV sometimes, too, though, and stuff. So, I mean, you know.
Talking about talking back, James, I discovered something about myself.
Mm.
I talk to myself in grocery stores all the time. And it's the place that I notice it the most. I don't know if I do it at home. I mean, because I mostly work from home, as people know. And so I don't spend a lot of time around other people, but I don't notice myself talking to myself at home. I notice it in the grocery store. and other people notice it too.
Are you in a grocery store that's pretty busy, or is it, you know, pretty loose and not too many people? Okay. Because
I mean, there's at least one or two people in every aisle.
I'm always hopeful whenever I do that in public that nobody notices. I'm always hopeful of that. I'll say this too, though, Melissa. When I was a kid, growing up in the city, I would see, you know, people randomly. You know, that nowadays we understand probably could use some help with mental health. And they'd be talking to themselves walking down the street or something like that. And then, like, you know, you'd be driving around in another part of town and you see somebody else doing this. And I always wondered if they're having a conversation together, they're just in different parts of town. just synced up. They just, you know, I don't know.
Well, and I'm hoping maybe people think I'm talking to you know, I have a hidden earbud they can't see, and I'm having a conversation on the phone, maybe, because it's a... Well, do you think that the store brand is just as good as the name brand? I don't know. It could be. Let's compare ingredients.
424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up and let me know if you don't talk to yourself. Because I have a hard time believing there's anybody out there who does. If you don't talk to yourself.
I want people to call in that do talk to themselves, so I don't feel so bad about it.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of calls.
Please call and make me feel better.
We're here to take them. Feel free to call up and join us, everybody. And call us up for the birthday and anniversary club, El Cafe Club Coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And big thank you to our friends at El Cafe for sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate them doing that. Go to their Facebook page and find out that they got some great specials going on today. Meatloaf sandwich and a Wisconsin berry beef wrap. Some really good
meatloaf
stuff.
Meatloaf sandwiches is actually really good.
Keep in mind, Seth was just talking about that the other day. Keep in mind, you can have your meal outside, everybody. You can go there for lunch.
They have outside seating?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Go ahead and enjoy that. Enjoy yourself at El Cafe. Buy local, support local. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
But you didn't mention the breakfast special.
I didn't. Oh, what is the? The meat lover sandwich.
Meat lover sandwich is the breakfast special.
Yeah, and the Wisconsin berry beef is their lunch special.
Oh, gotcha.
I got to get that correct. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and enjoy. Visit our friends at El Cafe, everybody. Wonderful people, wonderful people. Let's go ahead and, I want to remind everybody to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, too. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget that.
Yeah, yeah. Join us for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send them to info@WFHR.com. That's way you can direct, you can email Pam directly, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do that.
Or you can also call up 424-2600. That's a 715 number. Or one-button dialing from the Civic Media app.
Yeah, we encourage you to do that, everybody. Feel free to. And big thank you to everybody who has already downloaded the app.
And also, I just have to mention, El Cafe has pie.
Mm.
You know what I had for breakfast today, James?
What'd you have?
Pie. Don't tell Seth.
I won't tell. No, it's just between
blueberry.
Us.
It was blueberry. Ooh. It was grocery store pie, and my grocery store makes amazing grocery store pie.
I was going to ask, is that your go-to flavor?
Blueberry? Probably. Like, if I have to pick, and I only get one, at Thanksgiving, it's always, you know, you have to have the pumpkin.
Yeah.
And the blueberry. But if there's a pecan,
I
out of my way.
Pecan. Okay, good to know. Good to know. I've always liked apple, and pumpkin is my favorite. I like apple. I've recently been trying blueberry. It's good. That is good. I did not realize.
And this time of year, you have to try the strawberry rhubarb.
Mmm.
Which El Cafe has? They have an amazing list of butterscotch toffee.
Whoa, well, that sounds
pistachio
good.
Pistachio cream.
That sounds
good. All right. We're going El Cafe.
Yeah, we're going El Cafe. Everybody, you guys got this, right? You guys got the play-at-home version of the morning show. You guys can take care of this. You got this. It's a Thursday. We're here to have some fun.
Just take over.
Call in. Take over the show. Feel free. You guys are the best listeners for a reason. I mean, we'd love to have you out here. Go ahead and head on over to El Cafe so we can live vicariously through you, everybody. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, let's go with 1 today.
Perfect. There we go. Got ourselves our qualifier. We can go right ahead and get right into the house celebrating. And first up, I want to wish happy birthday to Nicole Dembski.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you, Nicole. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I just saw this late. This was Pam's parents' anniversary date today.
Aww.
They were married on this day in 1942.
Wow.
Back then, it was Memorial Day, before Memorial Day was moved to a Monday. Elmer and Caroline Lueck.
Elmer and Caroline. Wow.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Pam. I appreciate you putting that on there. Thank you, Pam. That's really cool.
Absolutely.
They would have celebrated a day along with a very good friend of ours, Mike Hittner.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
We wish a very happy birthday to one of my favorite people in the world to talk to. I just had Mike in yesterday. We're talking Historic Point Boss.
I can't wait to listen to that.
So many great things going on over there. We're going to talk more about that, what we talked about and what's going on over at the Historic Point Boss coming up here and everything. But find out more at historicpointboss.com. That's historicpointboss.com. And not only help keep history alive over there, but find out some of the great work that Mike and his the team over there are doing. They got some really great things coming up that I think are very really not only fun and interesting, but a great way to keep history alive.
Mm-hmm. And if you missed that episode of Midday Magazine, you can find it at civicmedia.us under Midday Magazine Show.
Yeah, check that out, everybody. Of course, Mike, the father of Katrina and Stephen, who join us all the time, we greatly appreciate. Big thank you to our friends over at Family Natural Foods as well. Enjoy your day, Mike.
Have a great day, Mike.
And really, you'll enjoy the day if you get the chance to talk to Mike. I could talk to him for days, not just hours, days. Great man. We wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers today, celebrating their 44th anniversary, Dan and Jody Cook.
Dan and Jody, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys the best of days. Enjoy your day, you two. That's fantastic. 44. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Happy anniversary to you guys, and you're our qualifiers. Be listening on Monday. We'll be drawing our winner.
Wow, that is right. Monday. Oofta.
And let's see here. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see. Oh, Idie Menzel is 53.
Really?
Elsa in Frozen, Rachel's mom on Glee. And, of course, many people remember her from Rent and her breakout role, really, in Wicked as Elphaba.
Oh.
I know there's a new Wicked movie out, and I don't know. It looks okay. It doesn't look that great. People are getting really angry about it because they're making it a two-parter, but they didn't warn anybody it was going to be a two-parter. And it doesn't sound like they directed it that way, so I'm not too sure. But the young lady who's playing Elphaba in it is a great actress and a really good performer. I would like to see her performance if I could just watch that alone. But Idie Menzel is my Elphaba. She, like, just period. An incredible singer, incredible actor, and just a wonderful voice. I mean, you know, there's a reason she's Elsa in Frozen. There's a reason Frozen was as big as it was, in part because of Idie Menzel's voice. Mm-hmm. One of the most original guitar players of all time, Tom Morello, is 60 today. Rage Against the Machine, Audio Slave, Prophets of Rage, guitarist. Morello is one of these guys. He plays his guitar way up. Mm-hmm. And there's something about a guitar player where they play and you're like, okay, I know that's the sound of a guitar. When you hear guys like Tom Morello, you're like, wait, does he have mixing boards up there? What is he doing? What the sounds he makes with that guitar are like unlike few I've ever made. Incredible guitar player.
Yeah, but he doesn't clip hit the ends of his strings, though.
No, no.
They're just wild.
He's got a very punk style to him, but his playing style isn't necessarily that. It's one of my favorites. I've enjoyed him for a very long time, and I enjoy him off the stage and on stage. Just an incredible human being. Wynonna Judd is 60. Talk about incredible human beings.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot talk about the history of country music and not talk about the Judds. And Wynonna's got to be brought up. We played her today. We celebrated her birthday today over on the Sunrise Show. had some fun with that one. Big happy birthday to Wynonna. And you know how big you are. All I got to do is say Wynonna. And most everybody out there, she is the first person you're going to think of. That says quite a bit, actually.
Well, not a whole lot of people are named Wynonna.
True. Ted McGinley is 66. Great actor. Good character actor. Also has a silly kind of thing attached to him. They consider him a cursed actor, and he is blamed for the demise of almost every show he ever joined, because after he joined it, the show shortly after that was canceled or, you know, stopped running.
So he's like a Jonah on the ship?
Yeah. Happy Days, The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children, Hope and Faith all went down with Ted aboard. Now, that does not have to do with him, though. That is, I don't believe in coincidences in life. So is there something to it? Maybe, but it isn't because of him. It isn't. I've never heard anybody say necessarily anything negative about Ted McGinley. Not like the world's greatest actor or anything like that by any means, but a solid actor. Always did a solid job, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just, I can't say that I recognize him from anything, really.
This is the dirty secret that they don't tell you when you get into acting. There are more people looking for a reason to bring you down and kick you out of the game than there are people encouraging you to continue in the game.
Mm. Well, yeah, because there's 27,000 people waiting to step up and take your place.
Yeah, and we see this all the time, where as quickly as we like to rise somebody up, people like to tear them down. And you know, it's not to say that they're doing this necessarily to Ted McGinley, but it's just another example to me of like, my gosh, this is a guy, he's not a household name, he's just a working actor just trying to make a living at the craft, and you look at how these little stories get built up and everything, and it usually is other actors, spreading a lot of this gossip too and everything because of a lot of what you said there. I would never want a job that way. I've had two different opportunities where I could have gotten a nice role, and all it would have meant was my soul, and I couldn't do it. Jake the Snake Roberts is 69, WWE Hall of Famer.
Ooh.
Back in the day in the 80s of wrestling, where you could not, you had to have a gimmick. I think you still do in wrestling, but back then, it really helped if you came down to the stage like Coco Beware with a parrot, or Jake with a snake, or Brutus the Barber Beefcake had shears. He had shears that he'd come down with. Some other ones, too. I think somebody else had a pet. Junkyard Dog never came down with a dog, though. I mean, he may have.
That's
weird. I just don't. Maybe he did, and I just don't remember, or he did it a couple of times.
One that's pretty easy.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so.
I want to see a wrestler like Alfonso the Alpaca.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then walking down the aisle with the alpaca. Watch out, they spit.
Watch out for the gargantuous Gary the goat, or Gary and his goat. Just a guy walking down there with his goat. Just, yeah, I like this. I like what we're doing here. We should take over the WWE. Yes,
we should.
Anybody other than Vince McMahon. Let's see here. And some people no longer with us. Like many people consider the greatest running back of all time, the greatest returnist of all time. Gale Sayers, born on this day in 1943, passed away in 2020. Chicago Bears legend, football legend, really. Was portrayed by the great Billy Dee Williams in Brian's Song, one of the greatest. Mm-hmm. I still think it's the greatest football movie ever. I don't know how you can top Brian's Song. It's a perfect movie. It's a made-for-TV movie, so you have to walk into it with a little bit of context, but it still hits home. Am I biased about this? Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah, very much. Because that's what it is to be a sports fan. You're biased. and of course I am. I'm not going to argue that with you, anybody, or anything. But I also, I got a lot of people to back me up that are not Bears fans. That would tell you if you saw Gale Sayers, you'd say it too. Like, they're just one of the smoothest runners you've ever seen. Injuries shortened his career, and he got into the Hall of Fame with a very short career. And I think he's probably the last that'll ever do that. I don't know if we'll ever see another guy get into the Hall of Fame that only had a short career, seven year career.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
Oh, Melissa. It's such a good line. Such a good line. Mary Fredrickson, born on this day in 1958, passed away in 2019. Roxette singer. Oh. Listen to Your Heart, Dangerous, It Must Have Been Love, Joyride, The Look. Like Roxette was one of those underrated bands that you didn't really, you just, I remember them. And they had like 1,000 hits.
They're Swedish. She's from Sweden. So I wonder if that's maybe...
I don't know. But I remember when The Look came out. Yeah, I'll admit, I played that a lot. Yeah. that was a fun one. That was a fun song. I like that one. One of the legends, one of the goats of voice acting, the great, the legend, Mel Blanc, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1989. Mel didn't do a whole lot with his career. He's the voice of classic Warner Brothers cartoons and amazing, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Tweety, Sylvester, Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, Barney Rubble and the Flintstones. And I can keep going, everybody. There's a reason he's considered one of the goats.
All of them.
Yeah, just incredible. And
400 unique voices.
God. And that's the thing. It's you hear these voices. Like, my favorite voice actor is H. John Benjamin. I love him. I love his work. He is the voice of Sterling Archer. He is the voice of Bob on Bob's Burgers. He did the Arby's commercials for a while. He's got such a distinct and wonderful voice. And I love so much of what you hear him do is improv from him. He came up with himself, and I enjoy that. But his voice is pretty recognizable, and he doesn't really change it up much. A guy like Mel Blanc, if you didn't know better, you wouldn't know that the voice of Bugs Bunny is the same voice as Yosemite Sam or Foghorn Leghorn. Like, the change up to the voice is just incredible to me. I've been getting into voice acting more over the last 5 years and dipping my foot into that water a lot more. And I study a lot of these guys and go back, and I can spend an hour listening to him and come out of it and like, okay, I still don't know how he did that.
Well, and part of it was because him and his wife co-hosted a radio program in Portland, Oregon, and because they didn't have a lot of money, he was kind of forced to expand his ability to just change his voice.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary birthday right there, Mel Blanc. We want to wish very happy birthdays to Nicole Dembski and Mike Hittner.
Happy birthday, Nicole. Happy birthday, Mike.
And a happy 44th anniversary to our qualifiers, Dan and Jody Cook.
Yeah, happy anniversary, you two.
Be sure to be listening on Monday. We'll be announcing our winner for the month of May.
Monday. Not far away.
Yep. The recipient winner of the month will receive two $20 gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now.
And that will get you multiple meals because their special is only $12 and includes a beverage.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Take a look at those meals and those beverages right now. Go ahead and head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. No Mow May is winding to a close. If you haven't started on your shaggy lawn yet, the City of Wisconsin Rapids is encouraging you to post a photo of your wild lawn on social media before you tackle it. You'll need to have your property back into compliance by June 7th. You can check out the city website, wirapids.org, for compost sites and hours. Because of the storm damage caused on May 21st, there's an extra brush pickup next week. Have your brush placed on the curb by June 2nd. In Stevens Point, No Mow May participants only have until June 4th to get their properties to less than 9 inches and mulch, compost, or remove grass clippings. The yard waste drop-off site will be open for extended hours, June 3rd through the 7th, from 1 to 7 p.m. They'll accept yard waste materials and brush up to 6 inches in diameter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers OTAs continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers had a lively practice outdoors with 11-on-11 in helmets and shorts. There is a proposal from the Players Union to cancel all off-season workouts next year in exchange to reporting for training camp earlier in July. I asked the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, on his reaction.
You do look forward to that time off because in reality, we don't get a lot of time off.
Right.
But, you know, especially for the guys with families, man, you know, you kind of want to spend that time and enjoy that time.
Sure.
At the end of the day, so I think you got to keep the main thing, and, you know, football is the main thing.
Baseball, the Brewers jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They went on to beat the Cubs 10-6. Home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and outfielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it was great. Joey set the tone, and then Yelly came up huge for us and just really let everybody know that, hey, guys, we can get on this guy. I'm just proud of our guys, the way they came out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75, and then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Intro music. Intro music.
We're going back to the birthday club?
Yeah, yeah. We just did not have intro music playing for us. I don't know why, but it wouldn't play. But we, you know, we improv. We improv around here. It's what we do. And I do want to, it does give me an opportunity to remind everybody that my wonderful air guitar band, Penguins and Planes, we will be performing right on the corner of A Street. if there's no rain coming up. There's a day coming up. We just haven't picked it yet, and there's a little bit of inner turmoil with the band. So we're Sammy and I.
There.
Yeah, little creative differences. I want to keep doing this. They don't.
Come on, Sammy.
Let's go into actual news here and remind everybody that we will be getting into, in the 9 o'clock hour, our Pet of the Week with our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Looking forward to that.
That's right.
Plenty more. Have you heard this term? The New York Times did a big write-up on something called caffeine delay, or the idea that it's better to wait an hour or two before your first cup of coffee. Well, a ton of people online have claimed that you'll get a bigger energy boost if you wait, and it might be true. But is it worth it? Is it worth it, though? According to experts, only if you want to limit yourself to one cup of coffee a day. Caffeine works by binding to receptors in your brain and blocking a chemical that makes you drowsy called adenosine. Adenosine levels are at their lowest right after you wake up, so there's less of it to block. That's why an immediate cup of coffee might not do as much as it would when you're dragging later in the day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But for most people, there's no harm in having a second cup of coffee later. You'll still get the bigger boost. Plus, just the thought of coffee helps some people wake up. So if that first sip is what gets you out of bed in the morning, go for it. Delaying could also be dangerous for some people, since a lot of us don't get enough sleep and rely on caffeine. If you wait, you might not be as alert when you drive to work.
You definitely want to be alert while driving.
So I don't think this happens very often in life, where I learn something, I hear the science behind something, and I learn words like adenosine and things like that. I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. That's very cool. And it will not change my life one bit.
But it's a big word.
It's kind of fun. And I think it's cool and interesting, and certainly going to be helpful for some people out there. But if I'm being honest at everything, the coffee has never been about waking me up.
No.
It's never been about the caffeine. I try not to put a lot of caffeine in my coffee, and I really don't try. I don't even usually finish my cup of coffee. I've got a tumbler, and it's pretty big, but there's that. But I don't even finish the thing half the time. It's one of those things for me. Coffee is just more so much a part of my routine.
Just a habit.
It's a habit, and it's not necessarily a habit that I look forward to. It's a habit that I enjoy. Even if I only take a couple sips of my coffee, I get pretty busy around here, and as the audience knows better than most, my throat is already destroyed by this point in the week. So I'm drinking a lot more water during the show here than I am coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I find to be a comforting part of the day. There's not a lot you can plan on. There's not a lot you can know, okay, for sure this is going to happen today. I know I'm going to have that cup of coffee. I know I can look forward to that.
If you don't forget it.
Yeah, when I don't forget. Yeah, exactly.
It is something to look forward to, though. So there are some days where I am like, I don't want to get out of bed. Oh, but there's coffee. Okay, I'll get up.
Yeah.
And I think that resonates with some people, too.
Yeah. And I think for there's nothing, you know, really wrong with that. I think you have to pick and choose these battles that we have in life. And there's some stuff that I think are worth it, especially if you struggle, you're worried about onset diabetes, or you're worried about certain things that can, affect you. You want to take precautions to those things. You want to cut things out. But I think there's a lot of us. There's a term that they use for addicts oftentimes called self-medicating.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody self-medicates. Everybody does some form or version of this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a sweet tooth or a favorite drink that they like or something like that. And I don't see anything wrong with having something that everybody deserves a release in life. It's you can also abuse anything.
Right.
And that's where you have to find the line. You cannot, you obviously can't do these things at excess. But I don't see, maybe it's not the most kosher thing to say, but I don't see anything wrong with having some routine or having something to look forward to like that, as long as you aren't hurting anybody, obviously, and certainly not, doing it to a detriment to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I think the takeaway from this, too, one of the things you pointed out is limiting the caffeine, and then also not relying on it to wake you up. Are there certain days where when I have my morning coffee, it does make me feel a little perkier. Sure. Yeah. But I don't necessarily like, oh, I have to have the coffee or I can't function.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that's the case, I don't begrudge you that, but I do think that you might deserve
maybe
a better way.
Some other parts of your life to see if there are other changes you can make to make it better, like better sleep habits, James. Sorry, was that on the nose? Wasn't it?
We will take a break. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're all having a good one out there. We sure are going to make sure to treat you good and have some fun. We got good things to take you right up to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Big thank you to Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership for sponsoring that segment.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to some entertainment news. We're going to focus on a lot of local events today. Some great things going on over at Family Natural Foods. And Lunch by the River kicks off today.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got the Historic Point Boss have events coming up, along with, of course, Wausau Community Theater. I want to touch on all of those things in the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. For right now, in case you were wondering whether life would be better with a seeing eye donkey, the answer is yes.
Oh.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
I would like to introduce you all to Petey. He's a one-year-old donkey that acts as the eyes of his family's blind horse named Luna.
Aww.
Every morning, Petey guides Luna out to the barn. He makes small noises when he enters her stall so he doesn't disturb her. Then he gently nips at Luna's blanket, which tells the blind horse that it's time to go outside. And once Luna starts to move out to the grass, Petey stays at her side to make sure she doesn't bump into anything.
That's so sweet.
In the video, if you keep watching, it's like the person doing it says, Petey will stick by her side throughout the whole day. The internet collectively agreed that Petey is the bestest boy, and we could all use someone like him in our life. Yes. If only everyone was as helpful as Petey. This is just a feel-good story.
It is so sweet.
I've mentioned before on the air, you know, when I first started doing this, I start my day pretty much the same as I did when I first started doing this show. I look at all of our local news. I look at the big news sources out there, and then I double-check a lot of those stories. I wrap up my night doing a lot of that, too. The news is important. It's important to be informed. It's also good to have palate cleansers.
Yes.
To kind of remind you or remind you of good things or just to, you know, get your head in a different wavelength and stuff so you can go to sleep or get your day started or something like that.
It's probably not really healthy to focus only on the negative. You got to find some good, some positive if you're not, you know, making it yourself, the goods and positives in your life. And to tell you, James, the name Petey took me back because I had a little stuffed horse named Petey.
Oh,
he was blue and pink, and he was my little Petey.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
My comfort animal.
Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. I love that. So I had a actually oddly enough I had a Kermit. There was an old Kermit, and I can't find it anymore. I really wanted to find one of these. There was an old Kermit where it was just a regular Kermit stuffed animal with the arms and the dangly legs and everything. But he had Velcro on his hands and his feet.
Oh,
and you could stick them together.
Wrap them around something.
Yeah, so I'd do that, and I'd wear them like a backpack. And I'd carry him around with me around the apartment and stuff. I remember doing that. I didn't have toys, so that was like one of the only stuffed animals I had. And I remember, just funny, my favorite Muppet is Gonzo, my daughter's is Kermit. So it's kind of funny that how that worked out. If you need palate cleansers out there is the Good News Network. You can go there. Mm. Incredible reporting. Everything is triple and quadruple checked, and it is good stories of the day going from around the world. And I cannot recommend enough these fun animal combinations. When you've got a horse, and a dog hanging out like Petey and Luna here, I've mentioned before, there's, I believe, in the New Jersey area or upper New York, there is a sanctuary for animals where there is a bear, a tiger, and a lion that hang out and drink out of the same water. It's just I can't get enough of it.
More recently, I've seen. I think there's two separate stories of golden retriever dogs raising tiger cubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just such cute videos to watch as the tigers get bigger than the golden retriever and she still treats them like her cubs, you know, like her babies.
Yeah.
Swats them when they're being naughty. It's cute to watch.
I don't know if there's a reason why, but there's a lot of video of ducks and dogs like getting along and hanging out. And I'm not sure if there's some history to there. Or they're just both animals that are around a lot. It's a fun one. Go ahead and check that out, everybody. And if you need suggestions for palate cleansers, just ask Melissa and I. Boy, do we got some for you. we've been at this a while. Getting into another one I thought was a fun story, an interesting story, I should say, at least. Do you do this before you go on vacation? First off, what's a vacation? I'll look it up later. A new poll found 75% of Americans prefer to clean their place before going on a trip because they hate coming home to filth.
Yeah.
Half of us do it to make sure we can relax. 51% said that they just think about it the whole time that they were on vacation, dreading having to come home and clean.
Oh.
So let's open up the phone line, 715-424-2600. Do you do this before you go on a vacation or even leave for a weekend or something like that?
Yeah. It's better to come home to a clean house if you can manage it.
I can't go to sleep with dirty dishes and things like that. Like, I literally have a hard time sleeping through that stuff. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine if I ever do go on a vacation, leaving the house and having like one dirty spoon in the sinkers. I'm bad about this stuff. I also don't have a lot of people to take care of. I help my mom and dad and you know, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. To people that out there live differently and have more on their plate, literally and metaphorically, that's a whole different story and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying
But you know, when you leave, one dish in the sink that's a seed, right?
Yes, yes.
And if you left for the weekend or, God forbid, a week, mm-hmm. you'd come back and that seed would have multiplied and grown.
Yep, yep. You just know it. You just know it. We'll keep the phone lines open on this one. Go ahead and call us up and let us know if you do this or other things you might do, because we have the top five things we feel that we must deal with before going on vacation. Laundry is number one. 77% said it's a top priority, maybe because you always want to pack some of that stuff.
Yeah, or you took clothes with you, so when you come home, you're likely going to have a bunch of laundry to do.
Yeah.
If you already have laundry to do, oh my...
Yeah, you're hearing that one. Dishes came in second, 66% of people with that one. Weekly old dirty dishes are never fun.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. Can't stand
it. Rusty.
Yeah. And clean your plate, people. Clean your plate before you put it in the sink. And it don't take much.
It's not hard.
It's 5 seconds. Five seconds. And you're saving yourself, you're saving your arms from scrubbing the daylights out of them.
Your future self.
Yes, yes. The bathroom, 58% said it's one of their top must-clean spots before they go on vacation.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that
it's
one.
It's an area of the house that needs cleaning often.
Sweep, vacuum, and mop, 56% of people on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Seems a little more people are willing to cut the corner on that one, and I'll deal with it when I get there.
Yeah, that one's not as top priority for sure as dishes.
Yeah. And then there's the kitchen. 49% feel that way about this, the kitchen. Specifically the kitchen counters, the stove, mm-hmm. and tossing any old food that's in the fridge.
Yes, that is smart, because the last thing you want to come home to is a gross stink bomb in your fridge.
Yeah, yeah. There's few things that I can't imagine that you'd want to come home to less than something like that. When it comes to these things, I don't know. I think that they're pretty routine for people that I know of, at least, going through their checklist and making sure that so many of these things are done.
Yeah, well, those things seem all far more important than, like, say, oh, well, I got to clean the garage before I go on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have the time, sure, great. That'd be wonderful, but I don't know.
Is there anything missing on the list for you, Melissa? I know for me, just thinking in my head, if I were to take vacations, one of the things I would do, probably triple checking the locks. You know, I'm bad about that. I do that. I drive, even though it's his own fault, I drive my dad crazy because I will lock the door even when I'm coming inside. Or, you know, I'm bad about that. I'm always locking the door.
Well, it's not a bad habit to have.
I would feel like that's one of those things I would want to go over.
I would want to put fresh sheets on my bed and make it so that I can come home and crawl into a freshly made bed with fresh sheets.
That's a good one. That's, yeah, I like that.
And if they can be line dried, that is a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call up and let us know what you think, everybody. 715-424-2600. Let's wrap up the hour with bear talk. A bear was caught on camera breaking into a California home and leaving with only one stolen item, a package of Oreo cookies.
Good choice, bear.
A video recorded in the Canyon Crest Drive area in Monterevo shows the bear entering the home through a window and exiting with the package of Oreos dangling from its mouth.
I know it's not funny, but that's so funny.
It's hilarious. I think it's hilarious because nobody was hurt. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Neighbor Vina Corey said that the same sweet-toothed bear, now known to the residents as Oreo, previously visited her garage to steal chocolate cake from her refrigerator.
Oh, he's got a sweet tooth.
Okay. He does. I quote, I feel like I can't leave a window open even with a screen because he literally took the screen out. So that that's a little alarming to me.
Mm-hmm. That is a bit scary.
Yeah. Now, I think it's always good to note that, like many of these animals, wild animals, bears, most animals have no interest in being aggressive towards humans. If they are being aggressive, it's in part because they have a cub nearby or they're scared or something like that. Something like this, it just speaks to something we've been talking about a lot. The animal kingdom is not going to just sit back and let us destroy the planet. They're going to do what they need to do to survive. Like nature has always done this. Look at
a railroad that's been pulled up and they still have the tracks down. What happens?
Nature takes over.
Nature takes over and grows over those tracks. Mm-hmm. The animal kingdom is not just going to sit back and become extinct. They're going to fight for themselves. They're going to look for food.
Well,
and oftentimes get a chocolate habit.
We've definitely taken over their you know, wild areas. So what other options do they have?
Yeah.
And once you've tasted chocolate, you just can't go back.
You can't. I'm watching the video here, Melissa, and I'm not seeing it with it. Do you think he had the glass of milk in his den? Or because he's not, I don't see him carrying the glass of milk. How are you going to have Oreos without milk? That's a little difficult. That I have an issue with, Mr. Bear. That is a little bit, actually, I kind of like Oreos, just tearing them apart and eating them plain. So
you know,
I can
what?
See that.
I saw a new flavor. And thin Oreos. So they're thin, and the flavor was tiramisu.
Oh, wow.
I was pretty tempted. I did not buy them,
Interesting.
But I thought about it.
Interesting. I want to try the Space Dunk ones. I don't know what they taste like or anything, but I want to try them. Even if I don't like them, I like trying some of these different Oreos. They've got like a pink and a purple kind of coloring to them, and I think some sparkle something or whatever. They just look interesting.
What's the cookie part? Is it chocolate? Is it vanilla?
Oh, the wafer part is chocolate. Mm-hmm. The wafer part is chocolate. So
and the inside is pink and purple.
Yeah, that's a big.